The rest of the game is easy. I want to thank you for taking the time to listen today, and I hope you found this session to be stimulating for you, to give you some simple clarity, kind of an outline, to get clear about what does it take to select and connect. Select the best part of yourself, connect with the best part of somebody you're going to be in a relationship with. And, you know, a lot of people, when they answer these questions, it kind of stirs them up. They start saying, well, you know, I don't know if they're the right person, then I don't know if we share the same goals or dreams. And that's why the next session is so important, our DVD. Because in this DVD, you're going to find two people that think they aren't the right team fit. They think they don't share the same goals. They don't appear really to be able to meet each other's needs. But it's because of a lack of understanding, you know, that heartfelt understanding I talked about in the beginning of this audio. And I want to show you how to find out what a person's real needs are and how to meet them. And the best way to do that is not for me to lecture you. You know, I love to give people an outline of what to do. But where it really becomes real is where, you know, the rubber meets the road, so to speak, when you're dealing with somebody who really thinks it's over. Two people that are hurt or angry, and you turn them around, and most importantly, you follow up a year later, 2 years later, 3 years later. In this case, we followed up 4 years later, and this couple, Jen and Paul, have transformed their relationship and are more loved today than any other time. No exaggeration. You'll see it as it happens in real time. That's why we've included this film. So if you want to, watch it right now or schedule it and lock in a time to do it tomorrow or the next day at the latest. I think it'll touch you, and I think you'll learn things that you wouldn't be able to learn by just somebody lecturing or talking with you. So please take the time with that. But before you go there, right now, while you're in a state of momentum, I'm curious, what have you retained from this conversation, from this audio session? You know, what have you pulled out of this that's important to you? If you were to be honest, maybe answer three questions before you leave here, different three. What's the current state of your intimate relationship? You know, I asked you at the beginning of this audio, but let's be really honest. 0 to 10, where would it be? Do you have a partner in your life or not? That's easy. It's a 0 if they're not there. And what do you want it to be? If you're in a relationship, is this person really your raving fan? You know, is your relationship focused on what you're getting? Are you busy horse trading? Or are you really trying to figure out how to meet their needs? You know, an honest answer in this area about where you are versus where you want to be can help you produce the energy of drive. Because what most people do is they go focus back on their work or on their kids or someplace else where they can feel successful and fill up, but this feeling never goes away. So it's so critical to establish the gap between where you are and where you want to be, because that's where the drive to change comes from. So if you're not happy about it, get clear you're not happy. That's my first thing I'd like to ask you to do. And if it is great, if it's a 7 or it's an 8, where do you want to be? Do you want it to be a 10? So write, where is your relationship 0 to 10 right now, and how would you describe it if you have one? Secondly, what do you think is preventing it from going deeper? What is it in you that's preventing it from going deeper? Is it fear? Is it frustration? Is it not sure they're the right one? Or is it really that this person, you know, has completely different values or goals than you do, or your natures are completely different? Now, you don't have to have the same nature to be in a relationship. Remember, you know, that opposite energy can create passion between people. But you certainly have to have a certain number of things in common to have a great relationship. So where are you now, 0 to 10? That's the first thing. And jot it down. Don't just do it in your head. Because when you write it down, it makes you look at it differently. It gets it out of your head and you start to focus. Really invite you to do that if you would. Secondly, what's it going to take to close the gap? What's preventing you from having a relationship be deeper? If you're not in a relationship, what stops you? What fear? What frustration? And the third question again is, what are you going to do to close the gap? What's one or two things you could do today to start to get this in a better place? You know, is it something you're going to do for yourself? Maybe you need to feel better about yourself and you're going to start working out. And it isn't just about looking better. It's about feeling strong. It's about feeling like you're in control of that area of your life. Or maybe it's, you know, you never go out and it's going to be, okay, we're going to have our date night and it's going to be these Thursday nights for the next 6 weeks and we're going to create something totally unique. I'm just asking you, think of something, anything that you can do immediately that'll start to give you momentum so you're not just going, okay, I understand this. Here's where my relationship is. Here's where I want it to be. Now, I don't have one and I'm going to create one. I have one and it's good but not great. I have one, we have love but not passion. I have one, we have love and passion, but I want to create even more. Describe it really clearly, because you need a vision. You need something that's going to inspire you. You need something that you can focus on. If you do it, your mind, your body will start to take you there. 2, what in me is keeping us from making progress? Why am I not having a relationship? Am I focusing on the past instead of the future? And, you know, if I have a relationship, am I focusing on the upsets we've had? Am I getting frustrated? Am I noticing all the things that bug me about this person? What happens when you fall in love? You focus on every little thing you could possibly like or love about this person. You tell everybody about it, don't you? And you make all your friends sick. How do you fall out of love? You focus on every little thing that could bug you and you forget all the good stuff. So what do you need to change in you to make it better? And again, does there need to be a change in your relationship as a whole? Have you let chemistry drive you into a relationship or convenience? You know, has proximity driven you here and do you need to make a change? Where are you now? Where do you want to be? That's number one, a vision. Two, what in you has to change to make it better? Three, what actions are you going to take right away, immediately, today? One or two things you can do and then do something. Call someone, send an email, enroll in a class, take yourself the next step. And if you'd like to be coached on this, we have people that are relationship coaches that help you in this area, whether you're single or whether you're somebody who's in a couple. And of course, you know, this is an introduction to our Ultimate Relationship Program. So if you have an interest in that, I'd love to have the privilege of serving you. We have a money-back guarantee and all that we've got. You get to be the judge. You get to listen and decide. If it's not worth it, you can send it back. But I really hope you'll give us the chance to do that. Because over 8 weeks, you'll listen to one or two or three audios in a week, you know, while you're driving in your car, while you're working out, while you're cleaning the house, using what I call net time, no extra time. And then once a week, you're going to have a date night or you can be by yourself or with some friends or, you know, grab some popcorn or do whatever. And you watch one of these films. I know you're watching movies over the course of a month. But if you watch one of these a week, each week we have a theme, a new skill to master. It allows you to build this. So I've tried to jam everything I could into this one single audio session. Again, I hope you found it to be stimulating. I know if you watch the film, it'll help you understand at a much deeper level where the conflicts come from and where to turn them around. But if you'd like to get our Love and Passion program, the full 8-week program, also known as the Ultimate Relationship Program, you can call our offices at 1-800-519-3510. That's 1-800-519-3510. Or, of course, you can go on to the web under www.tonyrobbins.com. That's robbins.com/lovers for life. If you just remember tonyrobbins.com, you can find us that way too. Just one more thing before we go. And that is, please, please don't let this audio go by and have yourself go in a place called learned helplessness. You know that place where you're like, oh, it's too big a problem. I got too much other things to do. I don't care how big the problem is. If you chunk it down and just make a little progress each day or each week, I'm telling you, you can master this area of life. And most importantly, if you can remember that it's worth it. You know, if you can remember a time in your life when you really felt that incredible love, even if it didn't last, you know what life feels like. You feel so alive when you're in that place. And I'm privileged. You know, I didn't always have this in my life, but I have this in my life today. And I wouldn't trade anything for it on earth to have this true love and passion. And I don't care who you are, you know, what great relationships you've seen. There are so few that most people model in the world or people trying to detract, but they're there. But I really think it comes down to you being willing to put yourself on the line. And I wanted to close by reading you something. If you're a guy, you'll be able to relate to this. If you're a lady, I think so as well. You know, Coach John Wooden was a gentleman from UCLA. He is the most successful basketball coach in the history of the NCAA. I mean, this is a man who won 88 straight games in a row between 1971 and 1974. Nobody's even come within 42 since that time. I had the privilege of meeting Coach Wooden and interviewing him years ago because he's a man of such incredible integrity. I knew how successful he was on the basketball court, and I've worked with some of the amazing celebrity athletes, some of the best in the world that he helped to originally train, and they all talk about him with such an amazing light. I actually did a Power Talk interview with him that to this day still will move me to tears because of who he is. But around his 90th birthday, a gentleman from the Los Angeles Times went to go visit him, a man who'd known him. And I just want to read you what he wrote. And by the way, he's 96 and still kicking right now. And what I'm about to read you that he does, he still does each month to this day. It says, on the 21st of the month, the best man I know will do what he always does on the 21st of the month. He'll sit down and pen a love letter to his best girl. He'll say how much he misses her and he loves her and he can't wait to see her again. Then he'll fold it once, slide it into a little envelope, and walk into his bedroom. He'll go to the stack of love letters sitting there on the pillow, untie the yellow ribbon, and place the new one on top and tie the ribbon again. The stack will total 180 letters high because on the 21st of this month, it'll be 15 years since Nellie, his beloved wife of 53 years, has died. In her memory, he sleeps on only his half of the bed, only on his pillow, only on the top of the sheets, never between, with just the old bedspread that they shared to keep him warm. There has never been a finer man in American sports than John Wooden, or a finer coach. He won 10 NCAA basketball championships at UCLA, the last in 1975. Nobody's ever even come within six of him. As I said earlier, he won 88 straight games between January 30th, 1971 and January 17th, 1974. Nobody has even come within 42 in a row since that time. Of the 180 players who played for Coach Wooden, he knows the whereabouts of 172 of them today. Of course, that's not hard when most of them are constantly calling, checking in on him and his health, secretly hoping to hear some of his simple life lessons so they can write them down on lunch bags for their kids, who will probably roll their eyes and say, "Come on, Dad. Discipline yourself and others won't need to," the coach would say. Never lie, never cheat, never steal, always love. Earn the right to be proud and confident. If you played for him, you played by his rules. Never score without acknowledging a teammate. One word of profanity and you're done for the day. Treat your opponent with respect, always. In his house, you see framed report cards of his great-grandkids, the boxes of jelly beans peeking out from under the favorite wooden chair, and dozens of pictures of Nelly everywhere. He's almost 90 now, a little more hunched over than the last time I saw him. His steps are a little smaller. You hope, in your heart of hearts, it's not the last time you'll see him. He smiles and says, "I'm not afraid to die. Death is my only chance to be with her again." And the article finishes by the man saying, of course, the problem is we still need him here. And at 96, Coach Wooden is still an example of an undying love. So next time you hear some jaded comment from someone about love doesn't last, or you hear someone talk about, oh, it's all a pipe dream, think again. You're right, it is for most, because most people are takers and not givers. But if you will become the giver in your relationship, you can find that part in your partner. My heartfelt prayer for you is that this will be the beginning of another part of your journey. That as much as you've mastered your body or made a difference with your kids or your mother or father or your dear friends or you're an athlete, whatever it is you do or experience that you feel proud of, that this area of your life will be the area you're most proud of. Because when love becomes the guiding force in your life, and it can't be if your intimate relationship isn't vibrant, then all of a sudden everything else is filtered through it. And so that's my wish for you, my invitation, my challenge. And if I can be a source of coaching for you in this area, myself and all the people that we've studied, I'd love to have that privilege. Please call us or email us. But if not, I hope it begins the journey for you. And I hope you'll go on now to watch the DVD and you'll see how you can truly turn around a relationship that seems impossible. And not only that, you can see that out of it can come lovers for life. So I leave you with one heartfelt invitation. And that is, live with passion and love. God bless.